here because the outside world rejects you.
Hey, what's up everyone? Welcome to our next video. In ranking the different on-screen Ninja Turtle designs throughout the years, in our previous video we did Raphael. We went through all the on-screen versions of him and placed him here on this tier list. If you want to go ahead and check that video out before watching this one, I'll go ahead and leave a link for it here as the pinned comment. But next up we have Leonardo. His design went through a bunch of changes throughout the years, and we're going to place him here on the same tier list that we did for Raphael. So we're going to see where his designs fit in here with Raphael's designs. So that should be pretty cool. We'll also be doing the other turtles in the coming weeks, so keep an eye out for that. But as for now, let's go ahead and kick this off with 1987's version of Leonardo. Alright, so we're taking a look at Leonardo from the 1987 Ninja Turtle show. And I mean, back then, design-wise, the turtles weren't that different from each other. So I do like this one pretty much on the same level as the Raphael from 1987, who's right there on A tier. But I'll put this Leonardo just slightly below Raphael, only because, to me, I feel like Leonardo should always have those diagonal straps, and we don't have them here. But other than that, I like this design. No one can doubt that these are certified classics. So yeah, he's right there under 1987 Raphael. Now, similar to the Raphael design in this show, in the later seasons called the Red Sky seasons, they got a design change and they got that like boxier, edgier look. You can even see Leonardo here on the poster for when these new designs rolled out. And you can see that the poster says, "Enough of the good guys stuff. The turtles get tough this season." And yeah, you can see the little changes there, similar to how we saw with Raphael. You can see the green around the eyes and the belt. That's a different shade of brown. Now, I like this version of Leonardo, the same as Raphael from these Red Sky versions. So we'll put him right there, right underneath Raphael, right here on B tier, just because he is missing those diagonal straps that I feel like you just have to do with Leonardo. It's kind of weird when he doesn't have it, at least for me. But yeah, that's it for 1987 Leo. Let's go ahead and move on over to 1990 Leo.
Shredder could show up anytime, any place.
Man, Leonardo, you are such a downer.
Okay, so next up we have 1990 Leonardo from the first live action movie. And you can see him right there. Looks amazing with the regular style Ninja Turtles headband, the long tie-offs. I love his build in this version. He's got muscles, but he's not super hulking. Looks just right. You can see that he does have two skinny diagonal straps coming from his belt, and you can see that he wears his sword crisscross on the back there, which looks great. And yeah, other than that, pretty much just like Raphael with the brown knee and elbow pads, the highly textured and detailed body and shell, and yeah, just a wonderful design. So he's going up there on S tier. Now, I'm not sure if I should put him above Raphael or below Raphael. I think I like Raphael's design just a tad bit more. I like the attitude look that he has on his face, but that's not to shortchange Leonardo here at all. His design looks great as well. I think it's more of a personal preference thing that I like that Raphael has that attitude look. So yeah, right there on S tier, just slightly under Raphael. But yeah, let's go ahead and move on over to the Leonardo from the follow-up to this film, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze. Alright, so here we're looking at Leonardo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze. Now, at first glance, just like with Raphael, you might think that he looks the same as he did in the previous movie. But if you look closer, you can see the subtle changes that were made to his design. There's not a lot of them, but let's go over them real quick. First up, and this I don't think we mentioned on the Raphael video, you can see that his headband is a lot cleaner in this version. If you look at the first movie's bandana, it's very gritty. Obviously, it's blue, but there's like a certain tint to it, like he's gotten it dirty over time. Now, if you look at the second movie, it's just a bright blue. I prefer the look of the gritty bandana in that first movie, but yeah, that's just me. Now, the structure of the face is also a bit different. It's mostly like in the snout area. It's not as puffy or something, and the eyes don't quite look the same either as they did in that first movie. Now, other than that, the body pretty much looks the same. Now, I don't know if it's my imagination, but I feel like the textures are a little bit better in the first movie when it comes to the body here, but not a huge difference. So yeah, where do we rank this Leonardo here on the tier list? Now, I feel like this was a downgrade compared to the first movie, but the changes aren't like criminal, and it's still impressive that a live action Ninja Turtle looks this good. So I think I'm gonna go ahead and put him there right next to Raphael from the same movie. I do prefer Raph's face just a little bit more. I don't know what it is about Leo's face here in this second movie that I don't like as much, but again, not criminal, but definitely a downgrade when compared to the first movie. movie. But yeah, that's it here for Secret of the Ooze, Leonardo. Let's move on over to the third movie that came out after this. That should be pretty interesting.
Wisdom Crunch on 2!
Alright, so we're moving on here to Ninja Turtles 3, Leonardo, and man, they really did a number on him. I think he's probably the worst looking out of the four brothers in this movie. It's something that they did to his face. It's like super elongated or something, and it's a huge step down from the first two movies. Just like we spoke of when we talked about Raphael, the liver spots are way more prominent here in this design, and it doesn't look good. Same thing with the tone of green that they used. Other than that, the accessories and stuff are pretty much the same from the previous movies, the brown knee and elbow pads, and the belt with the two diagonal straps. But I don't know, what they did to his face, I feel like is pretty rough. He's definitely under Raphael from this same movie. So that was the C tier, but I believe he might be at the bottom of the C tier here. So yeah, there, we'll put him right there at the bottom. Actually, you know what? I think I'm going to put him in D tier. We'll put him at the top of D tier. Because even though Raphael looked weird in this third movie, they didn't elongate his face the way they did with Leo. That just looks strange and throws it off so much, at least for me. So yeah, we'll put him right there and move on over to the live action specials version of Leonardo.
Boy, do I hate spinach.
All right, so this is the Leonardo from the live action specials back in the 90s, and they had quite a few of them. They had the concerts, the Christmas special, the Turtle Toons musical, and a couple others. And yeah, they look bad in this version, all of them. And when we did Raphael's video, we put him as the worst looking turtle. And I think it's no different here with Leonardo. Now, when they're in their base designs without like any of the clothes, he does have a diagonal strap, and so did Raphael, but that's not usually a part of Raphael's design, at least not how I see it. So I'll put the Leonardo from the live action specials just above Raphael. So Raphael from these specials is still the worst looking turtle to me, but this Leonardo is not far behind. Definitely the worst looking Leonardo out of the bunch. But with that said, let's go ahead and move on over to another not so great looking Leonardo, Leonardo from the 1997 show Ninja Turtles The Next Mutation.
No Bebop and no Rocksteady. La 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 la.
Ninja Turtles.
All right, here we have Leonardo from the Next Mutation live action television series from 1997. And you can see when it comes to like the body, he got pretty much the same treatment that Raphael did with like the new layered torso on the front there. He's got a belt with one strap and his initial, and he's got the colored knee and elbow pads and the new wraps on the arms and the legs. Now, when it comes to the head, this is where we have something different than what we saw in Raphael. So up until this point, Leonardo has had a regular Ninja Turtle style headband, but not here. Here we have him with the full head covering bandana, which in my opinion, I don't think looks as good as the regular style Ninja Turtle mask. So yeah, not feeling that very much. Let's go ahead and take a look at where he fits here on the tier list. You can see that we put Raphael on the F tier, but above the specials, Raphael. Leo, I think, also goes on that same tier, but we'll put him below Raphael. Still above the specials turtles, but below Raphael. Raphael still had the regular style Ninja Turtles mask, although it was all tore up and stuff. But Leo has this new full head covering thing. And yeah, I just don't like it as much. So yeah, that's it for the Next Mutation Leonardo. We're really flying with these early ones as they're pretty much similar to their Raphael counterpart, so there's not really much to break down that we haven't already broken down in the Raphael tier list. But as we get more and more closer to present day, each turtle did start having his own unique look, so we'll definitely start breaking all that stuff down when we get there. But as for now, let's go ahead and move on over to the 2003 version of Leonardo.
Raphael is the most inconsiderate, self-absorbed, me guy I know.
Alright, so next up we have Leonardo from the 2003 show, and he had a few different looks throughout the years. The first one, which is his main look that he has for seasons 1 through 5, looks great. You can see it right there. I feel like this is the best the turtles have ever looked in animation. They just look like badass Ninja Turtles. His design's super simple, very similar to Raphael's, except he's got the diagonal strap. But yeah, just a great design overall. I like the proportions and the shape of him. But yeah, with that said, we're gonna go ahead and put him on the S tier right there. I'll put him above Raphael. I just just think this Leonardo really steals the show in this version of the Turtles. They all look so similar, but he kind of edges it out just a little bit for me. Maybe it's the diagonal strap. He just looks a little cooler. But yeah, his design does change, as we mentioned earlier. In season 6 of the show, which was named Fast Forward, you can see that he got this design, which looks a lot flatter, a lot more angular, not as cool looking in my opinion. And then he's got all these attachments and stuff. Not really feeling it. And it's very similar to the changes that Raphael got as well. The chest plate on Raphael does look a little cooler, so I'll go ahead and put Leonardo just right there next to Fast Forward Raphael, but underneath them, just because I guess the chest plate just looks a little cooler on Raph. But not much of a difference there. Then in season 7, the Back to the Sewer season, Leonardo's design got changed again, and we got this one here. You can see that they added the pupils to the eyes, which is the biggest thing that this redesign is known for. I do think Leo looks a little cooler than Raph here, so we'll go ahead and put him in C tier at the top, above Raphael's Back to the Sewers. I do like that they went back to the simpler design without all the attachments and stuff, but the whole like design style where it's like super angular like that, I don't really like. I like it more when they're rounded off and not so jagged. Finally, this Leonardo from the 2003 show got another redesign for the TV movie Turtles Forever. You could see him right there. The design looks pretty similar to the Back to the Sewers design, but they went back to the all white eyes, which I think was a good move. So he's kind of bumped up from C tier in my opinion, and moving on over to B tier here. And he does look a little cooler than Raphael with like the sword sticking up and stuff, so we'll put him right there above Turtles Forever Raphael. But yeah, that does it for 2003 Leonardo. You can see that the tier list here is coming along. Next, let's move on over to the 2007 CG animated movies version of Leonardo.
Master Splinter is so going to kill us. Well, you coming or what?
All right, next up we have Leonardo here from the 2007 CG animated movie TMNT, and the design here is pretty straightforward. Regular Ninja Turtle headband, long tie-offs, brown knee and elbow pads. Now, just like with Raphael, I'm not feeling the frog limbs where it's like skinny at the base and it gets thicker as it gets closer to his hands and feet. Just not a huge fan of that style. I like it when their limbs are more like human-esque in the way they're shaped. This just makes it look like they have these giant mittens as hands, and it just looks weird. A little different than Raphael, you could see that he has his signature diagonal strap. Sometimes it's two little ones like we saw in previous versions, but here he has the solid one. Not a huge deal. I think if Leonardo has a diagonal strap or two, it doesn't matter, but he does have to have one, I feel like. The face is subtly different than Raphael's. Although it looks like a copy and paste, there is some subtle differences there. And with that said, those subtleties, I feel like push this Leonardo just a little bit higher than Raphael. I just think he looks cooler in the face area. In 2007, Raphael was right here in B tier, and above him was the Red Sky Seasons version of Raphael and Leonardo. Now, does this Leonardo, 2007 Leonardo, look better than those two? That's kind of hard, because in the face, I feel like he does. But and then he's got those limbs that I'm not a big fan of. This one's super hard, but I can live with the Red Sky version's faces. I'm just not vibing with the frog limbs. So yeah, I think I'm gonna go ahead and put this here below the Red Sky versions of Leo and Raph, but above 2007 Raph. Just because Leo's face here looks a little cooler. But yeah, anyways, that's it for 2007 Leo. Let's move on over to the 2012 television show's version of Leonardo.
You aren't ready. You're impatient and hot-tempered, and more importantly, I'm better than you.
All right, here we got 2012's version of Leonardo. Let's go over his design here. As we know with this show, they went with that low poly art style where everything looks like it's not rendered completely. Now, don't get me wrong, I think the show's great, but the art style, I never really liked that much, but I do like the show. Now you can see here, he has bandages on his feet and his hands. He's got the brown knee and elbow pads, and he's got the belt with two little diagonal straps again, which we haven't seen in a while. Now, where does he fit here on the tier list? Well, we put 2012 Raphael on B tier here at the bottom, so underneath Turtles Forever Leonardo and Raphael. And I do think I like Raphael's design from 2012 just a little more than Leonardo's. Something in the face just looks better, so I think I'm gonna go ahead and put Leo right there underneath 2012 Raphael. Not a huge difference, but yeah, I think he fits good there. He's definitely better than Back to the Sewers, Fast Forward, and all these. So yeah, I think he fits good right there. And that leaves us with Michael Bay's Ninja Turtles version of Leonardo up next.
Thank you.
right, here we got the 2014 Michael Bay version of Leonardo. And overall, I just don't like how any of the turtles really look in these movies. But with that said, I do feel like Leonardo is the best looking out of the four. Let's take a look at him. I feel like they kept the Ninja Turtles shape of the head the most with him. He's got the regular Ninja Turtles headband, although it does kind of go over the cheeks a little bit too much. Now, the snout area isn't puffed up like how we're usually used to. Instead, it's flat and he has two nostrils. I'm not a fan of the turtles having nostrils. I know that's something that's been going on more recently. Not a huge fan of it. It kind of takes away from their iconic design, at least in my opinion. You can see him there with a diagonal strap on his belt, and then across his chest, he has like this shield made out of sticks. You can see he has shoulder pads and some tattoos, as well as some materials and cloths here hanging from his belt. Down by his feet, you can see he has some wraps around his legs, and he's wearing like these mesh shoes. Now, his design did go through some changes in the second movie, but let's go ahead and rank this first movie version first, and then we'll take a look at what he looked like in part two. So 2014, we're going to go ahead and place him above 2014 Raphael, which he was down here in D tier. So he's getting bumped up to C tier up here. And I do think I like him more than Rise Raphael. So yeah, I think I'm going to place him right here. TMNT3 Raphael from the 90s didn't have the elongated head like TMNT3 Leo. He doesn't look great, but it's all right. And they're about like on that same level, especially like in the face, where they sort of look like a Ninja Turtle, except Leonardo here from the 2014 movies is gigantic, which to me, that makes him lose some points. So he goes underneath TMNT3 Raphael. Now, in the sequel to the 2014 movie, Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows, they did do some design changes for Leonardo. And I don't know, I like that first movie's version a little better. I feel like the textures aren't as good here in this second movie. His face has some minor changes here, as you can see. And he's also wearing different accessories. They've given him pants, a new type of strap here on the chest, and no more shield made out of sticks here going across his chest. And he lost the shoulder pads. And yeah, I don't really like this design as much. I do like him better than Out of the Shadows Raphael, and I think I do like him better than Rise Raphael. So I'll put him right here underneath the 2014 Raphael. I feel like that's a good spot for him. 2014 Raphael had better textures, I feel, but they're pretty much on the same level, except those better textures that Raph has puts him a little bit above him. So yeah, that's where Leonardo from the Bay movies fit. Let's move on over to Rise of the TMNT.
Now, I knew they couldn't handle the truth about the Purple Ooze, and you know what? They proved me right.
All right, now we're doing Rise of the TMNT Leonardo, and there's two different versions of him. There was his design from the television show, and then his design from the Rise of the TMNT movie. Let's start off with the television show version first. You can see that the character went through some major changes again. Let's start off with his head. They gave him like a regular Ninja Turtle style headband with the long tie-offs, although it's really stylized in like this really angular way that these characters are animated in, but it is like the regular style headband. Now, this version of Leonardo is a red-eared slider, they said, so that's why he has those red markings there underneath the mask. It's an interesting look. I don't know if the red clashes too much with the blue. I never hated this, but I was never really sold on it. I'm not really sure how I feel about that one. Now, the shape of the head is super angular, and that's the same with his whole body. You can see they gave him these gloves here, but he has the fingers cut out, and then he's carrying like this little satchel on his belt there, and he does have the diagonal strap, although the entire belt is blue here, which is a new thing, and he has a buckle there with the T on it. Now, throughout his limbs, you can see he has these yellow markings, and then down by his feet, he has some like foot protection there, but with like the toes cut out. Now, where do we put the Rise Leonardo's television show version here on the list? Well, the television show's version of Rise Raphael was here on D tier, close to the bottom. I do think he looks better than him, just because he's not as massive. He's like regular Ninja Turtle size, which I think is good. You don't want them too big. I feel like they're supposed to be underdogs. And I feel like he does look better than the rest of the turtles here on D tier. So I think I'm going to bump him up to C tier here at the bottom, right under Rise of the TMNT movie Raphael. I feel like that's a good spot for him. Rise of the TMNT movie Raphael is also massive, but you could tell that the quality of the design is a lot better. They definitely stepped it up for the movie, so I'll go ahead and leave him right there, and then Rise of the TMNT television show version of Leonardo right there. But yeah, let's move on over to Rise of the TMNT movies version of Leonardo, which I think was a huge upgrade. I feel like if all the turtles would have looked somewhat like this when they did this show, like this size build and the accessories that he's wearing being all black like this, I feel like it might have helped a little bit more with that show. So yeah, definitely a cooler look. I feel like he fits somewhat more here at the top of C tier. So let's start off here with Rise of the TMNT Raphael from the movie. I think he looks cooler than him. He looks cooler than Bay Leonardo and cooler than TMNT 3 Raphael. Here, when we get to the fast forward back to the sewers versions of the Turtles, is where he starts looking like he fits in a little bit. Although he looks a lot cleaner and crisper than these guys. So maybe we'll bump him up here to B tier, right under the 2012 Turtles. Yeah, I think that's a good spot for him. But yeah, that does it for Rise of the TMNT Leonardo. Not a bad spot to be in there, at least for the movie version of him. Next, we move on over to the Batman vs. Ninja Turtles animated movie.
License and registration.
All right, now we're looking at Leonardo from the Batman vs. Ninja Turtles animated movie, and his design looks pretty sweet. Now, one of the big changes you could see off the bat that wasn't in any of the other on-screen versions of the character is that now he doesn't hold his swords on his back. Instead, he holsters them there on his side. A super interesting change. I'm not a huge fan of this. I like it better when he has it on his back. Now, the face looks pretty cool. It's very round. I wish it was more like the Ninja Turtle shape, but it looks okay. He's got the all-white eyes, traditional style headband, which I like, and then the brown knee and elbow pads. He does just have a regular horizontal belt, no diagonal straps, which is kind of a bummer. I think that's kind of like a staple of the character now. And then he does have the type of limbs that start off narrow and then get wider as you get closer to the feet and the hands. So yeah, not a massive fan of that either. That's not to say that I dislike the design. I do think it's okay. I like how dark and gritty he looks and how he doesn't have a bunch of accessories everywhere. Now here on the tier list, we had put Raphael from this same movie at the bottom of A tier. Although I do think Raphael does look a little bit better though. So I think I'm going to go ahead and place Leonardo from this version somewhere here in B tier, and I think the best spot for him is right underneath the 2007 Turtles. I do like him better than the Turtles Forever movie Leonardo. They actually look pretty similar, except this version's a little darker, so I think he edges it out. So yeah, Leonardo from the Batman vs. Ninja Turtles animated movie, right here, right in the center of B tier.
The way he fought, avoiding lethal blows, he wanted to figure us out. Like a detective.
Alright, and lastly here for Leonardo, we have the newest version of the character, and that's from the recently released Mutant Mayhem movie. You can see him right there, and just overall, I think he looks great. Out of the four brothers in this new movie, he looks the best. I like his proportions, I like the shape of his limbs. Let's start off with his head. You can see he has the traditional style Ninja Turtles head shape, and the classic Ninja Turtles mask with the long tie-offs. You can see his build. He is athletic, although I wish he did have a little bit more muscles. I feel like that's the only thing missing on him, although he is young in this version, so maybe that's something that happens as he gets older. You can see he has the belt with two small diagonal straps, which looks great. He's got the buckle, which is a cool callback to the original 1987 show, although they did it in the style of the original toys, which looks pretty cool. You can see that the knee and elbow pads and the wrist straps are all blue, which again, a nice callback to the original toys and the original cartoon. Now, where do we rank this Leonardo? I think pretty high. If he had a little bit more muscle on him, I could potentially see him there on S tier, but we're talking about the way he looks right here, right now, and I think if that's the case, he almost looks like an upgraded version of the 1987 show's version of the character. So definitely above him. And I want to say I like his face more than the Secret of the Ooze version of the character as well. So I think I'm going to place him right here, right in between Secret of the Ooze Raphael and Secret of the Ooze Leonardo, which is pretty good. There hasn't been a new version of the Turtles really this high up on the list. These are the first one and might be the only one this high up on the list. So that's pretty good.
The target is across the street. We must use stealth and cunning to infiltrate the human world and retrieve Go-Gurt.
But yeah, that's the last of the on-screen Leonardos here. So that's the end of this video. Let me know what you guys think down below in the comments. How would you rank these Leonardos? Can't wait to check out and see what you guys say down below. Now up next, we're going to be covering Donatello in this series. We'll be adding him to the same tier list. And yeah, now the videos are flying by fast, because we've pretty much gone over all like the small details in the designs, and a lot of the turtles here share a lot of those same elements. It's not till we get to the newer versions where there's a little bit more to break down. So we're going to fly straight through these, and I'm thinking of doing Shredder after the Turtles. So yeah, stick around for that Donatello video, then Michelangelo, then we'll move on to the Shredder after that. But yeah, thank you everybody for checking this out. If you haven't checked out the Raphael one yet, go check that one out. I'll have it pinned here as the top comment and have it as a card as well at the end of the video. Remember to follow on all the socials. Links are down below in the description. Thank you once again for following us along on this ride. We'll see you in a little bit with another video. Take care.